We are on Radio Row here in San Francisco, California, and Lee Steinberg, the agent, the man, they made a movie after Jerry Maguire, the man who's written the book, Winning with Integrity, and the other book that's come out, I believe it's a paperback now, The Agent. Lee, how are you?
It's a pleasure to see you, Nui. You know, we go back so long.
Yes, we do.
Back to when we were both young and slim.
I was never slim. Lee, you were the first super agent in the NFL. You had Steve Barkowski, who you had out of Cal, and the Hall of Fame list of players that you've had through your career, Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Steve Young. You were the quarterback guy. You had Ben Roethlisberger. And I remember that day. You had Ben Roethlisberger, and a lot of people had questions. 6'5", big guy. And here you are again this year, getting ready to go to Chicago with another guy that's drawing comparisons to Big Ben and Paxton Lynch of Memphis. Tell me why he's getting that comparison, and give me your NFL comp. When you talk to people about Paxton Lynch, who would you compare him to?
I think you compare him to the new mode of quarterbacking, which is Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger, big, strong quarterbacks who can almost shake off tackles, but they have escapability out of the pocket. I mean, Cam's probably a better runner than Paxton, but Paxton's better than Ben. And so they've got a great point of view to look down the field. They've got a good release point. He can throw deep. He can throw with touch. He can get out of the pocket and throw devastatingly on the run. He can elongate on third and one to get you that first down just by leaning forward. And good family, good character. I think he has the highest upside of any of the quarterbacks in the draft. But now we go into this process where he's training now. Then he goes to the combine and will throw. And then the essential thing with any quarterback who's come out of the spread or shotgun offense is, can they convert to the pros? So he's zealously working on footwork to show a 3-step drop, 5-step drop, 7-step drop. And I think teams are going to love him. So it's just which franchise falls in love in football sense with which one of these quarterbacks. And when they do, then the quarterbacks will rise in the draft above some higher-rated position players in the same way that Aikman got drafted in the same draft that ahead of Deion Sanders, Barry Sanders, and Derek Thomas, all of whom had higher grades.
Okay, so Lee, help me understand, being the agent, how you now package Paxton Lynch, who is from the American Conference, from Memphis, you know, not in one of the Power Five.
So that would be the second thing besides the spread to deal with, same way we did with Ben Roethlisberger.
Exactly where I was going.
And his conference, as a matter of fact, had some really strong football this year. I mean, they had Houston, they had Navy, they had Temple. They had some very tough, all of which are programs which produce players for the pros. So, I had Ken O'Brien years ago, went to UC Davis. You know, Phil Simms went to Morehead State. They were playing teams like Mississippi, Auburn. I mean, they had a tough schedule. So that would be the second thing. But the first key in all this is get the player trained. And he's doing a lot of chalkboard work. He's getting ready for the one-on-one interplay he'll have at the combine and to get ready to throw.
Is there a way, by the way, we're talking with Lee Steinberg, the agent for Paxton Lynch, 6'7" quarterback out of Memphis. Is there any way you kind of look to Blake Bortles and as you get ready to talk to people and say, he played in the American, ended up winning their bowl game against a good Baylor team, and in his second year, we've seen that Blake Bortles is the real deal. He's a franchise guy.
You know, we should reverse places because those are all the app comparisons that you're bringing. Yes, Blake Bortles. And the fellow who's doing his quarterback training, Charlie Taffy, is the same person who worked with Blake Bortles at UCF. So, and he thinks that Paxton probably has a little bit stronger arm. So, and he's coached them both. So, when you've got someone who's 6'7" with hands that are almost a foot long, I mean, they're like Ripley's, believe it or not. And I mean, he's got extra dimensions. And the league goes in phases, goes in trends, and it's very helpful to have Cam Newton here, you know, who's probably going to be the league MVP, who I think will end up leading his team to victory in the Super Bowl. And Roethlisberger's always good. And Blake Bortles, playing for a below-average team, you know, has been somewhat productive.
Yes, in year two for Blake Bortles, you definitely see that the ceiling is rising. And they're unlike Cleveland, they're not going to be looking for their they're not going to be using a draft pick on a quarterback. So right now, when you think of quarterback teams, Tennessee's already got Mariota there at one. Don't know what they'll do with the number one pick. Then you've got Cleveland at two. And then you've got Dallas at four that have quarterback issues. Number one, do you think Paxton Lynch is a top four guy? You've already had one quarterback go number one as a number one draft pick in Cleveland, Achilles Smith, back in 1999.
Cincinnati.
That's right, Cincinnati. Yeah, Couch went there. You had David Clinton.
You know, Cincinnati was my bane. I had their first-round draft pick in 87, 92, 94, 95, 99. If I represented astronauts, Mike Brown would have a franchise on the moon.
Lynch to Dallas. And I bring that up because you had Troy Aikman. You worked with Jerry Jones in 1989, the last time Jerry Jones used in a first-round pick, the only first-round pick he's ever used on a quarterback.
And they used two that year because they drafted Steve Walsh
in the
supplemental draft. I think for any quarterback, that's the perfect situation because they can't hardly read the field the first year they're out there. The players move too fast. The defenses are too confusing. So they mostly don't do it on their arm. So it takes a while to catch up and get field command. Had they not been patient with Cam Newton and took him at his worst, he'd be out of the league too. So you have to give these young quarterbacks time. And to put them in a situation where they already have a very talented veteran who he can learn from would be perfect.
Lee Steinberg joining us right now on NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com, author of the book The Agent, also the man that they made the movie Jerry Maguire off of. I saw a couple mock drafts and they've got Paxton Lynch sitting here at 22. It's January. There's a lot that's going to happen here. And then I look at teams that are, and by the way, 22 to Houston. We know that Philadelphia has a quarterback need. The Rams are going to need a quarterback as well. And I thought about the Rams being in L.A. You've worked in L.A. for years. Needing a franchise type of guy who could come in that market and reset it.
And you worked in L.A., and you know that we're a market that's all about the stars. I mean, we have stars in basketball. We have Mike Trout in baseball.
Power matters in L.A.
It does, and this is a brand-new team. Now, I fought real hard back in 94 to bring them, and I'm to keep them. And so I'm real I'm totally excited by the fact that they're back. But I will tell you one thing about mock draft predictions. I save them and compare them. And I remember Mel Kiper had on the front cover of his book in 1995 a quarterback named John Walsh from BYU. So I was crestfallen because we didn't sign him. I signed a guy named Kerry Collins. So the draft comes. Now, this is Kiper in January, the first pick in the first round of the draft is John Walsh. So draft day comes, and Carolina is going to take Kerry Collins number one, but they flip a trade, and they take him number five. John Walsh went in the seventh round.
Never to be heard from again. He is the agent, Lee Steinberg. What do you want to do this time around? I mean, you've had a lot of guys. You're back here in the game. You got a first-round pick. What is it you want to accomplish?
I don't want to compete with my former self. I mean, I'm not going to do 60 first-round draft picks like I did or the first pick in the draft eight different years. Or, you know, we now have seven players in the Hall of Fame. If Kevin Green goes in, that'll be eight. If I can help a few athletes and then work very hard on what we have, which is a Sporting Green Alliance that takes sustainable technology in wind, solar, recycling, resurfacing, and water into stadia, arena, and practice fields, drop carbon emissions, energy costs, and transform them into educational platforms where millions of fans can see a waterless urinal or a solar panel. and put sports in the forefront of pushing back climate change. The concussion issue, I had a crisis of conscience back in the 80s because I saw players getting hit in the head over and over again. We'd go to the doctors and ask, how many is too many? What's the magic number? When do you retire? They couldn't tell us. So we held a concussion conference in 1994, and we had a leading neurologist, and we issued a white paper, which we sent to every single team, telling them, you know, this causes brain damage. We need work in helmetry. We need a neurologist on the sideline. They just didn't listen. And then about 13 years later, we held another concussion conference. So, and then they told us three or more gives you an exponentially higher risk of Alzheimer's, premature senility, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and more. So we've got to get into action on this. I've found a new helmet that uses colon compression to dissipate or send the energy somewhere else. There are a whole bunch of things we can be doing to make it safer. So I want to do...
Still pioneering and getting things done. Lee Steinberg, thank you so much. Good luck with Paxton Lynch, who is sure to be a first-round draft pick, the quarterback out of Memphis. Thank you.
Thanks, Nui.